I've got a garden going, I've got chickens, I'm trying to build this clean lifestyle I want. I can treat my soil, I can live in my space and have my neighbors in my life, but then I can't stop them from flying right over me and poisoning my soil and my animals and my water. So I have truly had enough.
We are tired of you dumping heavy metals all over our county.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not the one to talk to about that.
No, but you are, but you're the one that's doing it, so...
That was our new friend Catherine, Mellow Cat on Substack, and California Chemtrails over on Telegram, and she went absolutely viral, getting millions upon millions of views for confronting the chemtrail pilot who was spraying repeatedly above her home in California. This is her story, and this should inspire everybody to get involved. Before we start this important broadcast, just a quick word about our sponsor. Finding an honest doctor that's not following in the footsteps of Big Pharma can be pretty tricky. That's why millions of men and women have turned to One Texas Doctor and the seven reasons he says anyone over the age of 50 should be drinking this. It's a unique protein that naturally declines with age and is proven to significantly increase bone strength and soothe joint pain. It minimizes wrinkles and cellulite, enhances hair follicle thickness, and even reverses nail damage. As a partner of the show, this Texas doc is offering SGT Report listeners up to 45% off his bone, joint, and ligament restoring formula at getnativepathcollagen.com/SGT. Every order comes with a 365-day money-back guarantee, so there is no risk to trying it today. SGT Report listeners can visit getnativepathcollagen.com/SGT to get up to 45% off. The link is below. Hey friends, welcome back. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report. Guys, there is a video that has gone absolutely viral, millions and millions and millions of views, and it's of this brave woman who's had quite enough of getting sprayed with heavy metals. She's a California resident, and she confronted the Beach King Air pilot who's been spraying her and her neighborhood and the entire county repeatedly. Again, the video went absolutely viral. But before we get to that, I want to play this clip. Did y'all know that USAID, which is being investigated by the DOGE team and President Trump, USAID was funding chemtrails? And now that USAID is being shuttered, at least temporarily, maybe those chemtrails have temporarily stopped. We would hope that they would stop permanently. The point is, we the people are awake, and we're not going to stand for being sprayed like bugs anymore. Listen to this.
And I want you to look up right now. Look up in your skies right now. Do you know what I don't see is any fucking chemtrails? There are rumors out there that even the chemtrails were being funded by USAID. I want to know from anybody out there, does anybody see any shit in their sky? Because I have not seen a clear sky in years. There is not one. Nowhere to the horizon line are there even a single fucking chemtrail. Did we really just cut the head off the fucking snake?
All right, so a little profanity there, but you know what? You got to embrace it because real people are really, really fed up. And I'll scroll up just to share this with you guys. USA funds chemtrails. $2 million was paid for Idaho citizens to have heavy metals toxins sprayed on them, and they're being paid up until 2027. That is, if USAID remains open and untouched. That's just one state. How many other states are being sprayed by USAID? Guys, let me welcome our guest, Kat, Catherine, Mellow Cat on Substack, California Chemtrails on Telegram, a real hero in my view. Kat, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me, Sean. Things are taking off. I think the people are ready for the truth, and it's just amazing to watch just the feedback that even I've had. This is not my first pilot confrontation, but this is the first time any of my work, I've been trying to bring things to light for the last 5 years. And I've been beating my head against a wall sometimes. And for the first time, this interaction just blew up. And I've spent this last week glued to my phone. My friends are notifying me that you're on X, you're on Instagram, and I'm not on any of those channels. And so it's been just, I feel like the people are ready. There's a real shift happening. And these are exciting times.
Well, I'm so proud of you. I got to tell you, it takes one person to make a change that affects all of us. And we saw it in the Revolutionary War. It took, what, 3% of the people stood up against the British
Yes.
to form our nation, to give us our freedoms? Ladies and gentlemen, Kat is one of the 3%. And let's get back to this news about USAID. No wonder the demon rats are screeching in the corner. They don't want their CIA slush fund shut down. USAID spent millions of dollars on cloud seeding. Thought that was a conspiracy theory, didn't you? No, it's fact. And we're getting to the roots of it. We're sussing it out, ladies and gentlemen. All right, here's the backstory. Before we show the clips featuring Kat confronting the pilot, I just want to ask you, Kat, how long have you been at this? How long have you been fed up? What woke you up to geoengineering, cloud seeding? You told me in the pre-call your husband didn't believe you that cloud seeding was real, and yet you persevered. And here yes. You are now going absolutely viral. You've got the goods. You've got the receipts. You're one of the heroes helping to make a big change here. How'd you get started?
That's a compliment coming from you. A little backstory. I was oblivious most of my life to this construct that we live in. And I slowly started waking up to the pharmaceutical schedule that is forced on our children after many, many years of causing harm to my own child unknowingly by going to all the scheduled well visits. So that was sort of my initial awakening that there are revolving doors between regulatory agencies and the industry they're supposed to be regulating, right? There's a lot of backdoor deals happening and decisions that are being made under the guise of health and safety that are actually quite harmful. So when in 2020 is really when my, like, just, I took off 1,000 miles a minute. I knew something was wrong. I very early on around June of 2020, I decided I was done wearing the muzzle of shame. I was done performing the muzzle rituals and following the arrows and standing on the dots. That led to, it was a lot of heartache living in a very, I hate to say liberal, but it was a very liberal county. You know, that this was all politicized. Nobody was thinking clearly. They were living in fear. And so that was the first time I had to just go up against a crowd of people. I was ostracized, and I had the police called multiple times when I tried to go grocery shopping. It caused a lot of strife and strain for my family, but it was really great training for what was coming because I'm no longer afraid. I had to go through so much, so many altercations and conflict, and I survived it. And once you realize just how much the government, the public-private partnerships on a global scale are working to keep you afraid, keep you in line, to surveil you, to track you, to trace you, to get you to willingly adopt whatever procedures and protocol they want you to adopt, then you start to look at everything else in history with a fresh lens. And in 2020, I woke up to 9/11. I woke up to satanic ritual abuse. I woke up to so many, many lies that we had once fallen for as a society. And you realize just the level of indoctrination through education. And everything for me suddenly was on the table. I had to rethink everything I ever believed to be true. And I feel like it made me insatiably curious. So when my son was born, I had some time suddenly to observe the day. And what you'll find is most people, they get up, they go from their 9-to-5 job, they're on their phones, they're in the office, they're not really observing the skies. And so that was the first time I noticed the grid patterns in the sky. So this was about 10 years ago. And that was, I had never heard of chemtrails or geoengineering before. And I remember going to the grocery store and mentioning to a cashier, I just said, do you see this? Do you see these lines? And how the skies just get whited out by 4 or 5 p.m. And that's right when people get out of work. So when you get out of work and you look up, you just think, oh, it's hazy. It's what it is. But I would watch that blue, crystal blue sky, the grids, and then the spreading of the grid lines in the sky. And the woman said to me, oh, those are chemtrails. And she said it so matter of fact. And I went, so that was the first time I heard that phrase. And that is when I went home and I started researching and I found Dane Wigington's website. And from there, it was like, I just poured myself in to figuring out what is this all about. At that time, though, my peers were not interested in hearing about it. I was made fun of for posting on social media, you know, just even asking questions. And you'll find that that's what they do. They get the people to fight with each other and to shut each other down. So, but after 2020, I just realized that we've been lied to so much. And after a few hard years of advocacy, and I was very involved, I was fighting for people's right to refuse. I was protesting. I planned a couple of protests. I had a lot of really wonderful events and interactions as we were fighting for our rights. And then after a couple of years, my husband and I relocated to the mountains where we are now. So we're out close to Yosemite right now. And I knew as you're watch as I'm watching the food become more bioengineered, I'm watching, you realize the drugs are poison, the tests are fraudulent, the viruses are fraudulent. They're poison. My opinion is, and we can get into it more, is that we have been poisoned for a very long time. And the symptoms of poisoning, we go in for their diagnostic tests and we're told that it's, you know, bird flu or it's West Nile or it's COVID or whatever you want to call it. And I think that is the greatest scam for me that I now understand, I think, how it works. Because what I've learned over the last few years is not only are they manipulating our weather for the benefit of water and power and to deny us the sunshine, but they are spraying us with toxic organophosphate pesticides, which were also used as nerve agents in World War I. So we have a lot to talk about today. This was not my first pilot confrontation. I have been very proactive, very direct. I go right to the source. And there's a few examples I can give you if you're interested. But this was the first interaction, again, that just went viral. And I think it's a sign that people are fed up and they see it as well.
God, I'm so proud of you. We'll get to that in just one second. Again, so many people have already heard this. We will play some of it and some other things many of you have not seen in just a minute. But I want to ask you this as a California resident.
Yes.
How do you feel about Donald J. Trump taking on Gavin Newsom head to head and basically bringing the man to justice in the sense that Trump has freed the water in the north? He's going to fill up those basins again to prevent what we saw happen with those Palisades fires. I'm a little bit surprised that Gavin Newsom hasn't been pulled out of his bed as he sleeps by the people of California. How much more are the people of California willing to put up with? And do you think that those Palisades fires and the fires in Santa Monica, et cetera, have they served to wake up even the dumbest, craziest libtards? Because I don't understand how people could still remain asleep at this point.
I don't either. I don't know. I've been saying to my friends and family, because I sort of gave up for a little while because it's so overwhelming when you realize it's the manufactured fires, flooding, aerial assaults, you know, the lies about the viruses, the exorbitant spending of our taxpayer dollars for fraudulent things to line their own pockets. I hope so. And unfortunately, homes had to burn in some of the most liberal areas for them to maybe register, hey, you know, things are wrong. Something's wrong with the system. I wasn't even aware that there's federal water and state government, you know, water, managed water. Because I don't know the details, but I just know that there is federal water, but then California decided to deny that water to come down to these necessary areas. I mean, it's an utter, complete and utter failure of the left wing here. And I don't think they're ever coming back. I think there's a massive, I'm seeing this rumbling. There's just no going back. It's embarrassing at this point.
Yeah, Chamath Palihapitiya just put out a video on Twitter today saying the Democrat Party is dead. They do not have a base from which to rebuild because there will never be more than 15 to 20% of the population that will go for this madness, this libtard communist lockdown madness. This is all UN Agenda 2030 stuff, because you'll note those buildings that burned down, those homes that burned down, now they're saying you may not get to rebuild, and Gavin Newsom and the libtards are going to build high-rises. They're going to build smart cities. That is the plan. You know it and I know it, but the libtards and the NPCs do not know it.
You know, and that's what drove me, I think, finally to just having enough. I'm just not going to take it anymore. And I'm only doing what I can do. It just, I'm even riled up just thinking about it. I am not afraid to go out and get in front of people and get in their faces and tell them what I feel anymore, because enough is enough. And how much are we just going to bend over and keep taking it? Really? I mean, I'm like, you own your power, folks. Let's take our freaking power back. And I think we get placated. We are told that someone behind the scenes is going to save this or do this or do this. And I'm saying, it may not happen. You need to be prepared on your own. You need to get that garden squared away, get some food security, get some home defense, and you need to be prepared as hyper-local as possible, because it's a cluster. If things are trending, it appears in a good way, but still, I want people to really think about food has been in deterioration. They're undermining the food supply. They're burning us out. They're flooding us out. They're building their resilience centers with Rockefeller funds. This is by design. They have been eroding us from within, and California's one of the worst, I think. You could probably name some other places, but it's bad news. So I'm very hopeful. I still don't know why Newsom's in his seat. I really don't. He needs to just get ripped out of there.
Well, it had to break everybody's heart who worked to impeach the man, and he didn't go away. Oh. And the other thing that I really love about Trump is putting the demon rats in California and Gavin Newsom on blast for that high-speed rail to nowhere and the billions and billions and billions and billions that have been stolen, basically in the president's words. Those aren't my words. President Donald J. Trump has said, I built for a living. I come in time under budget for a living. It's what I've done my whole life. And I've never seen a boondoggle like this. There has to be corruption, at the very least, embezzlement and theft, probably at worst. And I think that's what DOGE is going to discover.
I hope so. And that's what we've known for a long time, though. You think about the billions they've thrown at the homeless situation. Those billions have been squandered. They haven't helped anybody. It's like they've been making these false promises. And by the way, full disclosure, I used to be a lefty. I was a progressive liberal. I'm going to be honest. I know this is shocking. Many, many years ago, I was living a superficial life. I read the New York Times and thought I was informed. So the reason that I have hope today, Sean, is because I was sort of in that world. And they play on your emotions. They say, we're doing this because we care about humanity. We care about people. I mean, I'm an animal lover. I'm an environmental lover. But then you realize they are the worst because they have been lying to people and manipulating the truth and making false promises and actually making life worse for everybody while stealing your money and causing harm. So I just want you to know I fully swung. And my entire family now after the last 5 years has fully left the Democratic Party. So if there's any hope there, I know people are like, what? But just know there's a little hope there because I know so many Democrats that have just said enough.
Well, yeah, it's gotten so bad that it's forcing even NPCs to wake up and examine their belief system. That's the good news. And I think it's really, really good news. By the way, I just want to remind people that the Demon Rat Party in California voted voraciously to prevent penalties for having sex with children to be raised.
And wouldn't you know, you guys, the one group coming out against this bill are the Democrats claiming to advocate for the LGBTQ+IA club. You hear what I'm saying? This is not a joke. They are literally coming out to fight against an anti-pedophile bill. SB 1414 is a proposal to make it a felony rather than a misdemeanor to purchase children for sex in California. As introduced, it would also make the crime punishable for up to 4 years in state prison. Woke activist groups loudly and proudly oppose this by claiming that it will harm the LGBTQ and people of color community. Look.
We are particularly concerned that the harsher penalties proposed in this bill will disproportionately impact marginalized communities, especially members of the LGBTQ community, who already suffer from systematic biases within the criminal justice system, particularly when it comes to sexually based offenses.
They don't want anybody going to prison for having sex with children, and they voraciously fought against laws that would put people in prison for doing just that. These people are beyond the pale evil. And here is Mellow Cat's newsletter. You can find her on Substack. She says, I finally confront the pilots who have been geoengineering Tuolumne's skies. Am I saying that right? That's the county in which you live?
Tuolumne.
Okay. And how far is that from Modesto?
About an hour away. So what we have here is we have a different county. We have two different irrigation districts, the Turlock and the Modesto Irrigation District, that have partnered to benefit power and water. So they provide power and electric and water for everybody. And so they have been seeding the skies over my county. And so I hear this aircraft over my house, and that's what kills me. So I came away to the mountains. I've got a garden going. I've got chickens. I'm trying to build this clean lifestyle I want. I can treat my soil. I can live in my space and have my neighbors in my life. But then I can't stop them from flying right over me and poisoning my soil and my animals and my water. So I have truly had enough. The last couple of years I've been investigating. I've been collecting rain samples. 5 years ago, I taught myself how to use flight radar because you see these lines everywhere in the sky. And it was really in 2020, there were two reasons I got on flight radar 24. One is because I was very active in fighting all of the convid baloney. And I learned that the FBI would use shell companies to surveil activists. And so, as you know, the police geofenced people who went to church, right? So nobody was on our side. And so I was very skeptical of all the aircraft in the sky. And I wanted to just be informed about my surroundings all the time because I was out there with a bullhorn. I led protests through the superintendent's office. We had the Golden Gate Bridge rally, the Axe the Vax. There was so much that I was doing. And so over time, I really learned how to read the skies, and that ended up serving me. And then about two, 3 years ago, I started that chemtrail channel because You know, when I was fighting the quack scenes, the bioweapons, people said, don't talk about chemtrails because you're going to lose, you know, you're so good at talking about these bioweapons. If you talk about chemtrails, you're going to lose everybody. And I got to the point 3 years ago, I said, I'm done not talking about this. We have to start getting comfortable talking about this. We have to bring this to the conversation. If you're afraid to talk about something, then you're never going to grow. So I started the chemtrail channel so that in California, technically, if you want to reach people, you would say geoengineering or solar radiation management or cloud seeding or precipitation enhancement is the term that they use now. And I wanted Californians to start watching the skies and documenting and figuring out who's doing this. And eventually we figured out, at least I did, you know, with the help of collaboration with friends and learning about the National Oceanic and Atmospheric and Administrative, so I'm going to lose the name, NOAA. I'm sorry, I've just broken it. They have a library of the non-federal weather modification projects. And so you can find all of these smaller operations that are happening, and they've been happening for decades. And you would think to yourself, if they can do this, why haven't they put out the fires? Why haven't they, you know, how are these heavy metals maybe contributing to the fires? You know, and on top of the other things that they're spraying, like herbicides and adulticides and all the other chemicals that are out there. So did I lose my train of thought? You can rein me back in if you need to.
No, that was perfect, actually. And we're going to get to the clip here. We won't play the entire 14, 15 minutes, but when Kat confronted the pilot, she was very, very polite, and obviously she's charming, so he stuck around to talk to her for 15 minutes, but the conversation basically started with this. Kat, quote, "We are tired of you dumping heavy metals all over our county." The pilot replied, okay, well, I'm not the one you talk to about that, end quote. See, folks, the issue with becoming a traitor and spraying the populace, spraying your brethren, spraying your own countrymen, is that when you do it for a paycheck, and you pass the buck? No. We all are starting to understand these people, these pilots, need to be personally held accountable for their crimes. They can no longer hide behind the company for which they work. So now I want to take you guys through this briefly. Here is the flight tracker. Now, I think it's brilliant that Kat learned how to figure this stuff out, track these flights. So this jet took off from Modesto. Is that right?
Out of the Modesto Jet Center. And this, I don't know why I sent the screenshot. I'm sorry. So I took this screenshot so I could figure out how to get there.
Well, and just so you know, what I did is I went through, you sent me so many things. And by the way, our mutual friend, Fire Medic, Eric, great
yes.
guy. Do not let me forget about Spider Silk. We'll get to that as well. Guys, stay
Thank
tuned.
You.
We've got a lot
That's
of bombs
so
to
important
drop here.
Too. There's so much, yeah, to talk about.
Well, I assembled this all in Final Cut Pro, and then I exported the movie so we could go through this in some sort of order. So let great. Me just play this initial clip. This is Kat lamenting the spraying going on over her home. And I think it's really funny, the last thing she says in this clip, I identify with the sentiment because these people piss me off too. Listen to this, guys.
So that's what he sounds like over my area. The cloud seeder. He's out there now peppering us with heavy metals. I just got home and he's been out there for 2 hours, 45 minutes, maybe 3 hours. So right now, it's safe to say you are breathing in heavy metals. 904DK, that's who that is. Weather Modification International. He can go fuck himself. At some point, I will get down to the airport.
All right. I put a little audio fade on that. I love it. No, listen. How did you know that was 904DK when he's up in the sky at night? How do you figure this stuff out?
Well, number one, he's right over my house. What I've learned to do is, so I've tracked flights for so long now. It's like the back of my hand. I jump on flight radar, I zoom right in, and I can identify, boom, 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 who's this? And I at some point, Sean, want to show people how to do it. I want to have a walkthrough where people actually physically do it, because it takes physically walking through it to get it. It's very easy once you get the hang of it. You tap on the aircraft, you identify the unique registration number, then you can look up who the aircraft is registered to. Now, in this case, these aircraft are registered to like a leasing company, and then you have to do some research into that. But then I did two or three Public Records Act requests and discovered that indeed the tail number that I had tracked that was making these patterns was part of the contract between the Turlock and Modesto Irrigation District and Weather Modification, Inc., also Weather Modification International. It goes by either one. And so it was very easy to find him. And this plane had flown out of North Dakota. They had swapped this plane out for a different aircraft. Last year, it was a different plane, same type of plane, different tail number. And they come out of North Dakota. I think they probably hire a couple of single Canadian dudes. And they stay out here for the duration from November through March or April. They're here and they're ready to seed.
Well, let me show the target area too. And then we'll begin this confrontation. So here's the target area, and then you've taken rain samples. So you've dotted the I's, you've crossed the T's, you got the receipts, you confront this guy. Let me play this clip for you, folks.
He's out there right now. They're right here. Oh my God, that's them. Right here. Look at them in the building. They let me in. Hi. They're so confused.
Let me sound that under and play it again. Tell us about this. So you actually went to the airport to confront the pilot, and as fate would have it, it's just parked right there. I mean, unbelievable.
No, actually, so you find the runway, and it's a small airport, okay? This is the Modesto Jet Center. It's not like the Sacramento airport or Los Angeles airport. So this is a smaller airport. And so we drove up, we found the runway, and I'm tracking the flight. So we know when he's on his way back, okay? Because you can see them in real time. And I was so grateful. I had a friend. I called up a friend. I had a girlfriend that wanted to go with me, but she was in bed. So I found another friend. I said, do you want to go for a ride? Because I want to have backup in the middle of the night. I said, I'll be there in 25 minutes because Modesto's an hour away. So, and typically he's out flying for 2 to 3 hours. So we had some time. So we drove out there together and the buildings were dark. So nobody's there. They're doing this nighttime flight, which they do frequently. And so I wasn't actually sure if I would be able to get in or to meet with him. Because the pilots come and go through this private gate. I used to be a corporate jet flight attendant many years ago. So I know how these FBOs work, right? The pilots drive up on the tarmac and they park their car in there and they can do stuff and then leave. So I was like looking through the windows, trying to figure out who's open, where do I go? And then I saw a line guy. Now these line men or women, they're wearing their little fluorescent suit, you know, their suits. They're the ones that help the crew when they land. And so there's usually like one or two gentlemen there waiting at night and hanging out. And so I saw him through the window, it like dark room, locked door, but I saw the light, you know, and I waved and I was like, hi. And he came up and I said, I'm here to see 904DK. I've got some, you know, and he was like, oh, okay. And so, you know, I'm friendly. He thinks I'm there to see the pilot, the crew. And so he let me in and then I beelined for the bathroom and I texted my friend and I said, you're not going to believe where I am right now. And then my other friend, I said, I'm here. And so he came outside and filmed me talking to the pilots. And so when I was in the building, so the gentleman went out to get the pilot for me. So I came out of the bathroom and I put my phone up just to capture the plane as they were starting to come inside. And, you know, and at 1:30 in the morning, what's this woman doing here to see me, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so then they came in and I started to audio record because I want to document what I said, because sometimes you lose your train of thought. You have this mixture of emotions, right? And at these moments when I'm there with someone, like I rant all the time in my videos. I'm so angry and frustrated sometimes. And I'll just say, F this and screw that. And I rant. But in this situation, here I was meeting someone who is directly responsible for dumping right over my house. And I really just wanted him to hear me. I really wanted him to know, hey, I'm a real person that hears you, that knows you're over me. And every time you're over me, it makes my gut churn because I know that I'm breathing in this garbage. And so I was actually very polite. And then he was, you know, like, whatever, lady, you know, you drove here and you heard the conversation. You can play part of it. But at the very least, I walked away from this thinking, no matter what, he will never forget that a woman came out in the middle of the night to wait for him. She knew where he was and she confronted him. I don't think he'll ever take another flight without thinking about that. I wonder how he sleeps at night. Hopefully I planted a seed or cracked through a little bit of his shell. I think it's time for all of us to start calling out the people that are taking the blood money and doing the work for the corporations or for the irrigation districts. You know, we can point fingers at Bill Gates, who is a total menace, genocidal maniac all day. But you have to remember, Bill Gates is also funding small companies. Like even in my county right now, Bill Gates is funding, his Breakthrough Energy Ventures is funding a carbon capture scam with a small company. And they're cutting down our trees and burying them in earthen vaults to store the carbon. So my point is, you have to go after the foot soldiers, the minions that are taking the blood money. And that's what I'm doing. And I want more people doing this. I want these weather modification pilots to be thinking twice about what they're doing. I don't think they're ever confronted like this.
You know what's so crazy about what you said regarding Bill Gates is we've got to end the madness and return to common sense. I just heard a clip the other day from an energy expert who said that since the Green New Deal and the Green Move began, the move toward solar, etc., began, the world's dependency on fossil fuels has fallen from 86% of our energy needs to 84%. There's no way we can innovate to zero. It's all a scam. It's UN Agenda 2030. Innovate to zero by 2050 so that you, dear friends, will live as a serf in perpetuity for the rest of your life if you are to survive their depopulation plans. So now let me just play a clip from this confrontation. And let me point out, guys, that just this one version of the confrontation, somebody posted on Twitter, this one version has 1.3 million views.
Wow.
Here's Kat confronting the pilot of Beach King Air C90A, 904DK.
We've been trying to reach Jody and you for a long time.
Okay.
And we are tired of you dumping heavy metals all over our county.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not the one to talk to about that.
No, but you are, but you're the one that's doing it. So I've been taking rain samples. I have over 20 samples. And every time you fly, we get high amounts of aluminum, barium, strontium, titanium, magnesium. So I want to know, are you aware of what you're doing? I know you think it's like to increase water supply to for Turlock and Modesto, but it's not really happening.
Yeah, you can talk to them.
I've tried.
About that,
I've called them, and they're not calling me back. So we're now getting really involved, and now we're going to bring something legal against your company.
Okay, well, you can talk to them about that for
sure. I know,
sure,
but
so.
I want you to know, though, like, we are real people underneath what you're doing. You spray right over our houses. We hear you. We know you. We see you. We're watching your planes and your patterns, okay?
Yeah,
it's twice today
that.
Now. You did two flights. Two 3-hour flights.
It's public knowledge, yeah.
It's not really, though. That's the problem. So you have not properly notified our Board of Supervisors about this. Hi, are you the other pilot?
Yes.
Hi. What's your name?
Khaled.
Khaled?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay,
hi. It's not our... We have people at home base that you can talk to about that stuff.
But they've not called back. So now we're getting to the point where we're getting our supervisors involved. So the supervisors of our county needs to be notified. They've not been notified. You've been doing this for 30 years. I know it's a long time. You guys are like, it's cool, it's easy. We're talking about all of the metals and the flares that you're using. So aluminum and zinc propel the silver iodide. You're spraying right over us all the time. And our plant life is suffering. They are now selling aluminum genetically modified seeds to grow food because our soil is so contaminated. Okay, so what you're spraying is not good for the environment, and it's not good for the people because there's an early onset dementia, there's Alzheimer's, things are starting to happen to people's health, and I really do believe there's a linkage to what we're breathing in the environment every day when you guys spray us in November through April. It's your yearly contract, where I'm aware of that too. So I just wanted to meet the pilots and say, you know, where's Jody? I've called Jody, I've talked, I think Leslie was the other one, Leslie Fisher? No, it's another Fisher.
Yeah,
Lisa?
Probably his wife.
Okay,
but
yeah.
Yeah, no, that's their responsibility, that's not our responsibility.
I understand, yeah. But the money that you're receiving to do this is coming from, is it taxpayers that are paying for this?
That's not my department.
Sorry for this quick interruption and a quick word about a sponsor. Welcome to 2025, friends, where one thing is clear. De-dollarization isn't stopping. It's accelerating. China and other BRICS nations are scared of President Trump, and it's making them more determined to reduce their dependence on the U.S. dollar and establish themselves as global economic superpowers. Their secret weapon? Gold. In fact, China resumed buying gold, and now they hold more than anyone imagined. They under-report their buys. Doesn't it make you wonder why? China recognizes gold's global value and ability to withstand economic shocks. Gold is a global asset with innate value. It's tangible, reliable, and immune to economic manipulation. China and other BRICS countries want to be prepared. But this isn't just about nations. It's about you. In a world of shifting economic power, gold is your personal hedge against uncertainty. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure your financial future with gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com today to learn more. And with a qualified account, receive 10 1-ounce silver American Eagle coins. Now, there are no investment guarantees in any investment, but gold is the real deal. So visit NobleGoldInvestments.com today. The link is below.
That's their responsibility. That's not our responsibility.
I understand. Yeah. But the money that you're receiving to do this is coming from, is it taxpayers that are paying for this?
That's not my department.
Okay. See, I love this. I think that you really schooled them. I'm coming back to you, Kat. We can continue to play that. If there's any nuggets you want me to play, let me know. But I got to tell you, you schooled them. You could not have been more prepared. You know your stuff. You know the science. You've got the receipts. You got the rain samples. You must have floored these guys. The only thing you didn't do, and I think you didn't do it on purpose, and I think you're right, but you could always go back and do it, is threaten them personally with lawsuits. These guys have to know they will be held personally accountable for the genocide they are participating in.
Yep. I, you're right. I should have, there's so much I would have said in hindsight, right? I'm just, again, I didn't have a script or have a plan. I just thought I'm going to go down there and I don't know what I'm going to do, but I have to do something. So it was a very spontaneous, it was a very impromptu moment.
By the way, it was perfect. Your tone was perfect. You presented facts calmly, probably with a lovely smile on your face. You're very approachable. You're likable. I mean, this is all why they stood and engaged with you, I would imagine. And I think you did it. You delivered it perfectly. That's why it went viral. That's why what you did went viral.
Thank you.
Because of your demeanor, you handled yourself beautifully.
Thank you. That really inspires me to also just keep it that way moving forward. You know, just being, you know, factual, but, you know, assertive. I mean, I'm still there at 1:30 in the morning and I'm still letting him know, but I'm not yelling at him. I'm not cursing at him. I wanted him to hear all of it and I wanted to make sure I said it all and documented that. And I still didn't get his name. I'm sure I'm going to be able to find it at some point. I could just do another Public Records Act request and get the name of the pilots. But you're right. That's got to come next. Now, I want to mention this. There's a lot of people are saying there's different, people are talking about affidavits. I don't know anything about that. You know, I've been documenting on behalf of collecting evidence and written documentation in preparation for legal action. I know they have made at least one violation that's very clear. I know there are more, but I wanted some help from a lawyer. And then I've been exploring the pro se side of things. Raynette from Save Our Skies has invited, you know, she's been very helpful in getting the word out for me. She does these swarm webinars where we talk about these things and I talk to people about what I've been discovering. She's doing notices of liability. I have not been called to look into that deeply. I want people to be empowered to do things, and I want it to also be free. It's free to write your own notice. It's free to write, to keep written correspondence and evidence to showcase their lack of knowledge, their willful ignorance, or their incompetence. You could even give them a letter, a notice of how they have been violating your home, your right to fresh air, you know, your, so.
The other thing you could consider doing too is filing a criminal complaint at the local police department. Uh-huh. And then my question would be based on where you live in California, do you have a decent DA? Do you have a red-blooded DA who actually gives a damn about justice?
She's from the Bay Area, so I'm not sure.
Probably not. Okay. Probably not. Well, I still would consider filing a criminal complaint based on your knowledge of what chemtrails are doing, not only to the environment, but to we the people and to our health. What they are doing is criminal. And at least that way you've got it on record. And then there are steps that I think that can be taken. And who knows, maybe at some point, if we get federal awareness on this with the Trump team, maybe the feds get involved. Maybe U.S. aid being shut down is enough. I personally doubt it, but maybe, you know, we could cross our fingers.
Yes, we can cross our fingers. Also notice in those screenshots that talked about USAID funding cloud seeding, you'll see that in the upper right-hand corner, it'll say Department of Energy, or it'll say Department of the Interior Bureau of Reclamation. These are the agencies. They just tipped us off to which agencies to do Public Records Act requests for, or FOIAs. Okay, so we can actually find out what have you done with regard to cloud seeding or precipitation enhancement and really get the specifics from those agencies, because they may have also received money from NGOs. They may have received money from an assembly bill or a Senate bill or something like that. So, or the prepare plan, which is, that was Biden's whole climate resilience baloney. You know, by 2030, we're going to have all these resilient measures, you know, to save the world climate. Everything's inverted with these Satanists. I'm sorry, I'm just going to put it out there like that.
That's true. No, you're not going to get an argument from me. You won't get an argument.
What I want to say too is, I want to say there is power in people getting together. So many years ago in California, as you know, they've been releasing those CRISPR engineered mosquitoes, right? Gates is also backing this company. It's called Oxitec. It was a UK biotech company. It's now, the goal for this company was to move into and spread throughout the United States. They want to genetically modify, they modify insects, worms, moths, and mosquitoes. And as you know, they've looked at mosquitoes potentially becoming little vaccinators, right? And so I have been absolutely horrified to see Florida, you know, Hawaii, Oxitec has been releasing their genetically modified mosquitoes there. In California, this came to I fought for this a couple years ago. I learned they were coming to California. None of the so-called environmental organizations were talking about this that I could find. And I found out the name of the mosquito vector control district manager who was pleased to partner with Oxitec for the first pilot trial to release these mosquitoes. And I began hunting, like, I mean, I was on him like nobody's business. And I called him out. I asked him a lot of questions. I've done my research. He had no answers for me. He tried to push me off to the EPA. Now, I've been very polite. I tried written correspondence, and I hate being ignored. I hate them blowing me off like, oh, talk to someone else. That's not my job. That's above my pay grade. And I said, no, you are directly responsible in your county for releasing these with this company. Do you have a responsibility, sir, to look out for the people that you serve? And I don't think you've done your homework. And I said the same thing to him. Do you have a family? I have a family. I don't want these things to be released. And you know what's amazing? Raynette, again, thankfully had me on her show. She put it out there. We talked about, we had an opportunity to leave public comment for the California Department of Pesticide Regulation. So I had some friends that have Substacks. Everyone blasted out the information. I had compiled this lengthy document, this summary with links and resources. And I said, everybody, please go to this link and send them your email of opposition. And you know what? We had over 5,400 emails of opposition, and Oxitec quietly had to withdraw their research authorization. So they have still not, at least knowingly, I mean, they could have secretly done anything, but on paper with the Cal EPA attorney, I have her statement that they've withdrawn their RA. They're not releasing them. But now they're trying again. They're trying to warm us up. I can see the grooming, right? The grooming of like sustainable pest management. They're going to try to come back. So I'm keeping my eyes on so many moving pieces right now. But that worked. That was public pushback. We got to them early enough. You have to, I really hate it when nonprofits say, you have to leave this really important comment for this agency today. And then everyone who has a life doesn't have time to write a comment, right? So I was notifying months in advance, folks, get your emails of opposition going. And we had tremendous success. I also had talked to I called out that manager. I called him out by name. I showed pictures of his face. And I let everybody know, this is the man responsible for the first pilot release. And man, oh man, they had to backtrack that. It was great. So we can make a difference.
Well done. It's just unbelievably well done. And Oxitec, that's a company I've not heard of. So it's a little bit like these Q drops. And we get interesting guests like this on, guys, experts. We learn things that we might never otherwise learn. And that's what I found valuable about the Q drops, names of people we hadn't heard of, companies we hadn't heard of. And in the case of Oxitec, is that the same company that was dropping GMO mosquitoes over Florida? And by the way, the answer might be yes. It is yes. Okay, well, I don't understand why Ron DeSantis allowed that. Have you seen the helicopter footage of the mosquitoes being dropped?
Oh, yes. I mean, it's horrific.
It's horrific.
I made a Substack on this too. If people want to check, I said, it irritates me to see the videos. And I'm like, folks, here's how you track the perps. You have to jump on flight radar. If you're witnessing this, number one, document with your camera. That's fantastic. Number two, if you know how to use flight radar or another app on your phone, you can find out right away. You can get a screenshot of the registration number of that helicopter. And if you don't know how to look it up, I'll show you how. And I've had friends send me pictures and screenshots, and I've told them who the aircraft is registered to. It is a powerful tool for you to be able to figure out who is surveying us here. You know, we had a We had a PG&E helicopter with a massive camera on it. I didn't even know it was PG&E. It was called Guardian Helicopters or something when I looked it up. Low flying, you know, I hate being surveyed, right? And so I wanted to find out who's got the camera and who's tooling around at such a low altitude. And I come to find out they were contracted with PG&E. And so then I said to PG&E, because they're partnered with Palantir. You've heard about Palantir, right?
Yeah, I've heard about Palantir, which the stock is on fire now. And let me just add, PG&E, do you guys realize PG&E? I just covered this with Deb Tabars. I didn't know this till I did the research prior to the conversation with Deb Tabars. PG&E has been around since the turn of the century, not the year 2000, the year 1900. And it is Rothschild Rockefeller through and through.
It's true. Yep.
It's unbelievable. These people are out to kill us. And when you see a low-flying helicopter like that, it seems like a conspiracy theory, but those who are conspiratorially minded might wonder, why are they flying over our homes? Are they documenting the homes they want to take out in the next firestorm for UN Agenda 2030? By the way, there are a lot of homes that didn't burn that appear to have not had smart meters on them.
Yes.
Another part of the conversation, maybe. But I got to tell you, the work you're doing is exemplary. And I don't want to forget to mention the spider silk.
Yes.
Now, our mutual friend, Eric, Firemedic 8, on BitChute.
He's amazing, everybody. On BitChute and Substack, Eric has been so supportive, so incredible. He then shared my samples with other, they're all looking at it together. And there was a recent interview with some scientists out of Switzerland, I believe, who really, they got into this research here, and they had this falling all over Europe as well. And they think these are delivery systems with all sorts of garbage. These are not spider webs. Let's watch.
Yeah, let's watch this, guys. And I just want to remind people, especially the normies who aren't watching this, share this information with the normies. Have the courage to share this video with those in your family who think you're nuts. Because they're NPCs, sorry, they are non-player characters in their own lives. They don't do their own research. They just listen to officialdom and they believe it all to be true. This is some of the stuff that they're spraying on us.
See it? See it floating here? Yep. I'll go catch it.
I'll go catch it.
Okay, I want to catch our first sample.
You've got spunk, Kat, I got to tell you.
Hurry, hurry, get it. Hurry, get it.
Oh, God. I caught so many of these. I'll send you more videos.
Damn.
Look at them. I caught this all day. All day.
So do you think that is coming out of an airplane? You think they're spraying that?
Well, it could be. Now, I had my husband, who's, again, the complete skeptic, right, who thinks that I'm sort of fringy, but he's been coming around. He's come around so much in the last 5 years now. He's always been the skeptic for me, right? I'm very fringy for him. But he actually took a look at my very first samples, and I said, is this spider silk? And he said, no, that there's no way. He was touching it and messing with it. He said, I think maybe it's from a tree. And then I showed him my videos. I'm going to send you my video, Sean. You post the links later, because the videos I took, these strands are 20, 30 feet long. Okay. And these were falling from the upper atmosphere. And my husband said, oh, those aren't from spiders. Maybe those are from rockets. And so even my husband, who's a skeptic now, started looking at this. He is highly interested in what this is. He's so baffled by this. And thanks to Eric, I'll let you play this if you want a little bit. It's,
Well, why don't you tell us about the findings? Eric and I are friends. I've known him for a long time. I've not seen this particular video at full length. You tell us what he found.
Well, it appears to be. Now, we can't say for sure. We're not doing the chemical tests, right? We don't know what this is comprised of. And again, there's a team out in, I think, Switzerland that did this really extensive testing. And these are different polymers in there. What they found were polymers, but they used a diamond cutter to cut through, and it's like a delivery system. What we see here appears to be, I'll say that, almost like crystalline tubes with fluid inside. Okay. And it was like, it's been changing. It's very fascinating. So what we have seen in Eric's videos are these, and Eric, and then also Will Micronaut and Unhackable Animal. These are two others, Will, and I forget the first name. They're in our Substack here. They have all come together to look under a microscope at the silk, and it is not spider silk, but I can't tell you with certainty what it is.
Now that one right
there. Why we need more people looking. It's those tubes with fluid. I'm going to have to, there's a 5-part series that Eric has done. So you can look at each series. If you go to like part 4 or 5, you'll see even crazier images. And I can set, you can put that in your links if you like after this interview, because the it's incredible. And then I'll share the interview with those other scientists that took it to a whole other level, you know, again, using the diamond blade. That was an interview. You can find that on Raynette's Substack as well. She talked to those three scientists. They really break it down. And my husband was very interested in that. And there's some, we are being assaulted on so many levels. It's not even funny.
And no, 100%. And well, look, at the beginning of the interview, you said you woke up during the COVID pandemic lockdowns. You questioned the very nature of the thing they called a vaccine, which we now know is a bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. You know, Ed Dowd wrote a book about Died Suddenly. We've got the work of Dr. William Makis. Turbo cancer is off the charts. Young people dropping dead of myocarditis, pericarditis, and the white coat killers can't figure it out. They can't correlate the rollout of the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine with all-cause mortality rising 30% in Western nations that rolled out the bioweapon? Are you kidding me? See, they are responsible for the genocide they're taking part in too, just like the pilot.
It's unforgivable. And I don't understand how people like Fauci feel safe walking in the streets anymore. He last year came out and gave like 3 or 4 paid lectures, okay, with his security team, paid venues where you had to pay $400 per ticket to get in. And I don't know why we didn't have a donor pay for like 15 people to get in, just disrupt the entire time. One person stands up and disrupts the net. Like, these people should be tuck their tails and run. They have no business getting out here in public anymore. I am so, you'll get me worked up there, Sean. I'll simmer down here, but I am motivated to get out and take action, because I'm not going to take their baloney anymore.
No, here's the thing, Kat. The American people have already woken up. You know, I've been saying for a long time, we're waking up in droves. No, we woke up. We woke up in 2020. We woke up to a stolen election. We woke up to bioweapons masquerading as vaccines. We're waking up to the chemtrails. We're waking up to the genocidal plans of maniacs like Bill Gates and Tony Fauci, who are truly psychopaths. I said that to my wife the other night. Tony Fauci is a classic psychopath. He's every bit as dangerous as the BTK killer. Did you see the exchange between him and Rand Paul? Where Rand Paul says, this is gain of function. And Fauci says, you, sir, don't know what you're talking about. He's a psychopath.
He turns my stomach. I want to say something else too, because it's again, we think about just the Bill Gateses and the Faucis, but then you have the Ken Calderas, who Ken Caldera is connected with Carnegie. He was used to work for the Lawrence Livermore Labs. He's heavily invested in writing papers for the United Nations and the World Economic Forum about solar radiation management. There was a paper called One Atmosphere by the United Nations, right? And he co-authored it. He sits on Bill Gates's Breakthrough Energy Ventures. Bill Gates has lots of vehicles for funneling money into all these projects that cause ecocide and human death and, you know, infertility. So Ken Caldera was recorded, and I've spoken to Ken on the phone because I called him about, with some of my own frustrations. It was about cloud seeding as well and geoengineering. And so I've heard his voice. I have his phone number still. And there was an undercover video of him talking about at his time at Lawrence Livermore. I will also send this to you to put in the show notes. And he talks openly about, we explored this, you know, hydrogen bombs to make a tidal wave over the city. Then we explored putting pathogens in clouds and, you know, you could have it rain down on a population. We don't know what's happening above us. They have experimented on us. We have records of that. You know, we don't find out for 50 years until they're like, whoa, we did. And here's the declassified documents. So now there's never been a greater time to just observe, pay attention, document, check your health symptoms. If you have that crazy fog, did you get any of that crazy fog? Did you see those videos too? I had my own videos. I took videos of this thick. It felt like, yeah.
Yeah. We had the fog. Oh, I live in Minnesota, right? I live right between Minnesota and Wisconsin. We go over the river, 5-minute drive, we're in Wisconsin. That's why when this crazy tampon Tim shut down Minnesota, we all went to Wisconsin because the restaurants and bars and everything were open because the boogeyman virus can't jump a river. No, it's absolutely preposterous. But no, absolutely. We experienced the fog for 3 days, but I'm so thick-headed, I didn't realize it was happening all around the country, so I didn't even videotape it, Kat. And to this day, I'm pissed at myself because I couldn't believe it. I've never seen fog like that for 3 days in our area ever.
I'm sure we'll have more. And I'll share my Substack link to that. So I documented. And you know what? Within like 5 days, my son came down with like vomit diarrhea. And then it led into an earache. And it lasted for a month. His fever hit 104 point something. I was icing him down. And I was like, you got this, kiddo. And he finally broke through it. And then had neck pain and arm pain for a while. And my husband said, I think he might have had some kind of meningitis. And you start to kind of piece it together. Like when these things come into our environment, you're exposed to them. How many people get sick? Now, I'm not going to say it was absolutely the fog that contributed to this, but you know, you have to wonder. A lot of people have been now reporting that after this mysterious fog came through, they're sick, they're down, they're out. So we should all be thinking about this, be really in tune with your surroundings and your symptoms, because the more you kind of keep your eyes to it, you'll start to see the patterns.
Listen, I'll give you a firsthand testimony of what happened to me. That fog hit over Christmas week. I think it was right before Christmas, 3 days of fog. I'd have to go back and check, and I sure wish I'd videotaped it because then I'd know for sure, but it happened right before Christmas. Guess who got sick as hell on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day? Me. Oh. I was in bed. I haven't had the flu in 2 decades. Yeah. And I mean, I'm telling you, aside from, I see, here's the thing. It was the vicious flu where you got to lay in bed for 17 hours a day because your battery feels like it's been depleted by 90%. Thank God I didn't have the fever, because that 103, 104, I mean, that will, it feels like you're going to die, right? And you could, it's that bad. I had everything but the fever. Oh. So I can't blame it specifically on the fog, but anecdotally I might.
Well, and that's why, you know, the more you take notes, your phone is an excellent timestamp, isn't it? So I can go back and say, well, what was happening around this time? And it was amazing when I looked at I videoed the fog because it was so bizarre. I thought, this is weird. And I have more videos in my phone of weather and the sky than I do of my, you know, my life. And so because I'm documenting for future purposes as part of my, I want to connect the dots. I want to, you know, I'm tracking even military aircraft and Coast Guard aircraft on occasion. I used to do it more heavily. I've kind of backed off, but I want to know, you know, let's see where the next fire starts. You know, there's some interesting activities, some, you know, a tanker is circling. I want to know, you know, so I'm always keeping my eyes open for any sorts of things that can help me connect the dots.
Well, in terms of connecting the dots, before I let you go, and I really appreciate your time today, we'll get you on again in the future. In fact, you're welcome on anytime. If you've got breaking information, just contact me and we'll schedule it. But I want you to do an info dump about anything you'd like. If there's a topic we've missed, if there's details, names, companies, if there's anything on your radar, what you got cooking in the near future.
I want to just make this really clear again for people. And they can find some information on my Substack please locate, because they were spraying around the United States. Now they've stopped for now, but keep this in mind for future seasons. They, again, your mosquito vector control district, you've got to get in the loop with them, get their notifications or alerts. Okay. Because you want to know if they're going to be using drones or aircraft or trucks to spray you with a toxic adulticide. Again, the pilot that I talked to told me that this chemical was used, you know, in World War I as a nerve agent. When you start to look at, so there's an American Mosquito Control Association, which is a nonprofit, okay? Its heaviest sponsors are these mega chemical corporations and their subsidiaries, okay? They have a lot of different subsidiaries, names that kind of hide the original source of the parent company. And so the sponsors of this American Mosquito Control Association are big chemical companies. Then the members of the Mosquito Control Association, AMCA, are all of the mosquito vector control districts. And guess what I discovered? The general managers are the end all be all of deciding if they want to use these toxic chemicals and pay for the aircraft to spray them, or the fogging trucks or the drones. So the general managers are directly responsible. If you put pressure on them, you can get them to stop if you get enough people after them. And what I found out was the general manager out here in the Sac Yolo Mosquito Vector Control District, that's Sacramento, Yolo counties, he not only is the general manager who's authorized the spraying out near us, but he also sits as the treasurer on the American Mosquito Control Association, which is sponsored again by all these chemical corporations. And guess what he's doing? He's purchasing chemicals from all of the sponsors of the nonprofit he sits on, right? There's so much conflict of interest. You'll see it everywhere. So sign up for spray alerts, everybody. That's a PSA for all of you today. And then also in California, California, we've got, I discovered a Canadian company has been contracted by the Department of Conservation to start, and also Dynamic Aviation is the other company. So we have a couple of companies that have been contracted by our government, and they are surveying right now for rich minerals that will help us with our 2030 goals. What does that mean? It means that in my mind, okay, I can't make any claims. I'll tell you what that tells me. They're going to look for where the rich minerals are. And my guess is you probably want to keep your eye on, you know, wherever they discover these wonderful minerals. Will there be a fire or right. flooding that happens in that area? It's quite possible. That's my opinion. That's not fact. But I will say it is fact that they are taking these surveys with these really intricate magnetic, you know, electromagnetic tools. And then I found out also, I did a Public Records Act request for the contract. And then what I found out is that it only sent me the contract for the duration of this time through this time, you know, these dates. And so I looked at the contract, I read it, I don't think they thought I would. And then I responded and I said, hi, you know, so this aircraft, I've documented him flying in October and November. So what accounts for him flying 6-7 months after his contract should have ended with you? And they said, we did sign an addendum and he's going to do this for an additional year with no additional cost. Okay, there's something interesting here because I have connections now. I know people that work at the airport and I have friends that know people that work at our local airport. And this pilot from Canada has refueled at our local Columbia airport. And I had pilots investigating and they went up casually and said, hey, you know, what's this aircraft and what are you doing? And the pilot admitted, well, what he said to two separate pilots, okay, these are two different sources. We're looking for gold. They're working for a Chinese firm and they're looking for gold. It's sort of hush hush. So, you know, you don't really want to talk about it. So that's going to be an ongoing investigation for me as well to find out, why in the heck is this company working for another year for free? Is he double dipping, or is the California state involved in this somehow? Is there a collaboration to look for gold? And I don't know. Anyway, that's just something else I wanted people to be aware of too.
Well, don't you think that the demon rats that are shrieking over Elon Musk and Doge trying to figure out where all the money has gone, how the money's been stolen, wasted, pilfered, used as bribes, who's taken payola? I think Nancy Pelosi, Gavin Newsom, the whole lot of them are up to their necks in so much corruption that maybe Q is right. One day soon, they won't be able to walk down the street. Now,
is that what Q said? I hope that's, I feel that way.
Yeah, that's what Q said back in the day. One day they will not be able to walk down the street.
I saw a wonderful video of somebody confronting Francis Collins at a restaurant with his wife, and he filmed it and it went on like the Jimmy Dore show. And that's what I want to see more of. I want to see more people saying, hey, you, hey, Mr. So-and-so or Mrs. So, you know, and just hold them to the fire, hold them accountable, call them out by name. You can do that. I'm a mom and I'm a fired up mom and I'm not going to take their crap anymore. So that's the spirit I want to see in more and more people. Stop being afraid. We don't have time to cower in our houses. You know, they're going to keep coming if we let them, you know. So now is the time to stand up. And even though things are moving in the right direction, you have to secure food, clean water, home defense, and community. And it's just good to have those basics down. And I'm grateful for the last 5 years of pain and doom and gloom because it helped me become more independent and less dependent on this toxic system.
I love it. All right. Let me show your Substack.
Hey, wonderful.
Now, I don't want to put you on the spot and suggest that people get in touch with you and you can teach them how to track planes visa, you know, using radar 101.
Oh, yeah. I want to. I need to. So listen, I don't have Zoom yet. I have to get Zoom. I hate Zoom. I might find another platform, but that might be the easiest way. But I really want to do this. In fact, I'm thinking about hosting once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks, so that people can actually come on and do it with me, because it's hard to do it if you hear someone talk about it. I want them to physically walk through it with me, and let's walk through those hiccups together as we're going through, right?
100%. And, you know, I never did ask you, so since we're showing the screen, I may as well. What did your rain samples show? Probably the same thing Dane Wigington has found?
Over 20 samples, 20 rain samples here. And it was the highest numbers from, okay, I'll tell you what we had. This, I need to get out away from the hail sample. So aluminum always. We had barium, strontium, not super high, but still in there. You wonder why. Vanadium, titanium was interesting. Magnesium, high amounts of magnesium, copper, zinc, nickel, chromium. So you have all these metals, you know, and what I decided to do was I wanted to find out what are the inhalation limits and what are the ingestion limits. And what I found out was the Air Pollution Control District and the California Air and Resources Board do not test for all of these metals in our air or our soil because they don't see, what they told me was we don't test for these things unless we're aware of an emission of concern. And I said, hello, sorry, I just dropped these. I said, here's the signal. There is an emission of concern. Here's the contract. This has been ongoing. These are emissions of concern. Get on it, do your jobs. And so that is also ongoing for me.
All right. And I think that should all be part of a police report, a criminal report, a criminal complaint that you file. And that will at least get everything on the record. By the way, I neglected to ask you, who is Jody Fisher? Evidently, he was promoted to Director of Flight Operations for Weather Modification International in 2017.
Yep. Jody Fisher. He's the chief pilot that I've been trying to reach. His wife is named either Lisa or Leslie. I think it's Leslie. I've tried calling them multiple times and leaving messages and just saying, call me back. I want to know more about this. But you know what I've realized now is they're being paid to do this by the Turlock and Modesto Irrigation District. So where I really need to now apply more focus is on the players here to say, where are you getting the funding to do this? Are you using taxpayer dollars? Because by the way, they're doing this for water and power and power and water, right? And they still continue to raise their rates on their citizens. So what is going on? You know, we are being robbed left and right. We're being poisoned and robbed and manipulated, just like PG&E does it to us as well. They're making their money and they're manipulating nature and it's just all about the bottom, you know, they're the dollar.
Yeah, 100%. They've sold out humanity for money because for the love of money is the root of all evil and they love their money. They love their money more than they love their fellow man and even their fellow American, which is treachery. And there is nothing worse than being a traitor to your country. And I think that's exactly what these people are. Will you do me a favor? Send me via email exactly what links you want me to leave below. Certainly, I'll leave your Substack. But if you have a Telegram page, if there's a contact cat information page, whatever you want, you send it to me via email. And I will list all of that below this video, guys, including Fire Medic's channel over on BitChute, because that's where you want to watch a lot of this research he's done. Amazing research by our friend Eric. I'll give you the final word, and I really appreciate your time today.
For me?
Yeah.
Just it's been such a pleasure to come on and to speak to you. It feels like, you know, to hear your voice is so soothing, and it's just nice to meet you, even though I'd love to see your face. But and thanks so much for having me on your show and for getting this word out. And I'm so pleased that people have responded so positively to this action, and what a change, because years ago I was the enemy, right, for many people in my county. And now suddenly I'm this crazy conspiracy thing that everyone thought was nuts. People are starting to say, yeah, we're ready for some truth.
Yeah,
we're
well,
ready.
Guess what?
So I'm so grateful.
Well, I'm grateful to have you on. And just so you know, you're a leader now, whether you like it or not. You're a leader in this space. You know what you're talking about, and you're making change. Guys, every single one of us has the power to make a change, and I don't think there's a better recent example than what Kat has done with this. Again, viral all over the place, millions and millions and millions of views all over the place as Kat confronted that pilot who is guilty, and now he knows he's guilty. What a beautiful thing. Kat, thanks so much. God bless you.
God bless.
All right, friends, if you're still with us, thank you. Spread this far and wide within your sphere of influence on social media. Wake up the normies. I wonder how many other people like Kat there are that just haven't woken up yet. And when they do, boy, especially the moms, the mama bears, they can get vicious against our enemies, and I love it. Friends, I'll remind you every single day for free, check us out to get the real news, the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those CIA mockingbird mainstream media lies at sgtreport.com. And until next time, may God the Creator bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
We are going line by line when it comes to the federal government's books. And this president and his team are making decisions across the board on, do these receipts serve the interests of the American people?
In spite of the damage that was so horrific that was done to our country over the last 4 years, it took that degree of just blatant, in-your-face descent into depravity to wake people up from their focus on everyday life and say, oh my heavens, this isn't my country anymore. And people did turn back to God. And I think that is one of the most important things that's come out of this, restoring America to our founding roots and principles.